Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Concerned about is what we're teaching young people. It's a big issue. If you've got kids in the car with you as you head in today, what do you say about democracy, elections, the Bill of Rights, all of these fundamental issues that are often glossed over because everybody's playing video games and the like? Michelle Balcony is an author and speaker, and she has written a series of books called Let's Chat. Let's chat about you fill in the blank. And Michelle joins us now on the phone to talk about this book series. It's designed specifically to, what word should I use, Michelle, to explain these somewhat complicated issues to kids and at least get them thinking about it?
Good morning. You are exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say we take seemingly complicated topics and easily explain them to children in a conversation.
So walk through the titles with me. I see Let's Chat About Democracy. And, you know, I could talk to people who are 50 years old, and I'm not sure they have a full understanding about our democracy and our system.
Right. And this book, you know, takes the approach that to fully understand democracy, we need to understand what it's not. So we've built a story in a treehouse so kids would, you know, have some fun with it and understand. But the kids in the story are trying to decide how to best run this treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they try different, you know, parallels or different methods to government. So they try monarchy. They try anarchy, they try dictatorship, they try communism, and then they arrive at democracy because it truly is the best form of government.
Really an interesting concept to walk your kids through those different types of systems of governance and reach that conclusion. I also see the book Let's Chat About Economics. I mean, I should pick up a copy of that. I feel like I missed my MBA, so maybe this will take me back to the 101 session. But there are a lot, you know, of adults who can't even balance their checkbook.
Well, it's true. And so Let's Chat About Economics was the first book that I wrote, and it's the foundation piece. And it has everything that you might think it would: supply and demand, diminishing returns, opportunity cost, and again, all explained in a conversation and real world situation that children would understand. And by children, I mean elementary school age.
Well, that's where you got to get people started, you know, in thinking about these types of subjects. Or I think in modern day society, a lot of people have a tendency just to blow on by it and not pay attention. Have you found a receptive audience with parents? Are they willing to sit down and do story time with their kids these days, especially about something that's not, you know, Harry Potter and not, you know, fanciful kiddie stories?
Well, it's true. You know, my favorite stories with our children really probably involved more emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and having confidence and loving one another. But these are very important topics. And think of it this way. You're reading maybe a 10-minute chapter, but you're building a connection with your child on economics, on forms of government. You know, these are typically subjects left for schools to address. And I must say, in the state of Virginia, I aligned these books to curriculum for the state of Virginia so teachers could also use the books in school. Virginia has a robust curriculum, specifically in economics, more so than the other states that I've aligned. So kudos to Virginia. You're doing a great job with your students. But to answer your question, I have heard really terrific feedback from parents and grandparents who like reading these stories with their children and grandchildren because it gives them a new way to connect. And they're going to have these conversations, you know, for the rest of these children's lives because we parent, you know, adults a lot longer than we parent little kids, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
They're grown and flown before we know it. And you know, I kind of like to think of it this way. Children are about 23% of our population, but they're 100% of our future.
No question about it.
So I like to say, you know, parents especially, we are our children's first teachers. You know, when we make connections and conversations on really important topics that they're going to use the rest of their life, we're just really preparing them for the future, but we're also setting up, you know, how our relationship will be, you know, within a
with
very
them
short
going
time.
Forward. Well, you know, I worked for President Reagan way back when, and one of the quotes that most struck me, and I think we're suffering from not paying attention to what he said, is that the values of our society are not transferred through the bloodstream. You have to take time to teach people things and to share that history, whether it's your family history or whether it's the history of the nation, the things we've learned about what works and what doesn't work. And maybe we've neglected that over the years. So Michelle Balcony, author and speaker, the Let's Chat book series. Appreciate you joining us here and sharing that with us. And I want folks who are interested in this program to go to www.letschatbooks.com. Michelle, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
luck
you.
To you.
I appreciate it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month. With eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.